Judiciary Committee here in Washington yesterday got a detailed summary of the impeachment case against U.S. President Donald Trump. Democrats charge he has abused his authority and that his behavior toward Ukraine presented a danger to national security. Democratic leaders are indicating they will announce articles of impeachment against Mr. Trump tomorrow. After 9.5 hours of an often contentious hearing yesterday, Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler.
We know that his attempts to solicit a political favor from the government of Ukraine fit a pattern of conduct that the president established in 2016 when he solicited political assistance from the government of Russia. That pattern of misconduct undermines our national security and undermines free and fair elections.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Justice Department's Inspector General has released a highly anticipated report on the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The report is well short of what President Trump wanted to see, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Inspector General's report finds no evidence of the political bias President Trump claims tainted the Russia probe. But a summary of the report obtained by the Associated Press does cite performance failures up the FBI's chain of command and 17 significant errors or omissions in surveillance applications for Trump campaign aide Carter Page. At the same time, the inspector general says there was no intentional misconduct and the FBI was justified in opening its investigation. Attorney General William Barr is rejecting that finding, calling the probe intrusive. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump's reaction?
It is incredible, far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest.
This is VOA News. An attacker shot dead six people waiting in a waiting room at a hospital.